Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Know what time it is. Donnie B Radio. If you want the tightest stuff around, please listen. Ain't no faking, now I ain't kidding. Sit back and enjoy this with your people or your missus. Put this in your cigarillo, hit this. We ain't gotta lie, this show is so, so fly. From the phone to the girl, from the north to the south, and now it's nationwide. Get the number on the screen, gonna call up a rep your team. Represent your city, baby, represent your city, baby.
It's that Donnie B Radio, Donnie B Radio.
Into the all-new late night with your boy Donnie B and my co-host. We doing real big right here
What's up, gang? What's up?
Hi.
What's
up, Donna B? This is your girl, Miss LG.
Miss LG in the building and my other host. What's going on, man?
What's up?
Boy, y'all slow tonight. Is it a slow night or something?
I'm trying to figure out who's talking to who.
Oh, really, man. We got a hot show coming up tonight, y'all. On this beautiful Sunday night, we are broadcasting live. And, girl, I've been, Miss LG, I see you've been, well, you've been going hardcore and promoting. That's what I'm talking about.
Thank
you. Y'all go ahead on and start the show. I'll start talking.
Oh, yeah, Miss LG.
Yeah, what's up?
So, how are you tonight?
I'm fine. How you been?
Hey, I've been chill. Today was a good day. It was a blessed day. We got some rain. What about you in the forecast? What's up? Did you get some rain? Y'all get some rain today? We got some rain up here in County. I mean, I'm talking about it. It made it humid, but, man, we needed to cool down. I mean, so, you know, we had a cloud something. You know, this morning I was on my way walking to church, and we had a cloud rolling. It was, what, about 9:28 or something like that. So all the day has been kind of cool. Then it, you know, it brushed off, went south somewhere, and then the day was kind of hot, and then it came back. So that was like a
Eastern
shower that came, because the one that went down south, I guess it was just going to take care of them southerners. And so an eastern one came, man, and I'm talking about this shower, and it feels a whole lot better. But, you know, once that sun settles and it really settles into the ground, then, you know, then when the rain comes, make it humid, because the rain hits the ground and all that heat that's in the ground comes up, and it makes it even hotter, and it makes it humid, and it makes it sticky. Mm-hmm. But for that,
I felt it tonight too. Oh man, and y'all know what? To be honest with y'all, man, I was scared as hell. Okay, I got a story to tell y'all what happened to me a long time ago. I was, how old was I? Oh, I was about 20 years old. Okay, guess what happened to me?
I
got struck by lightning.
What?
I got struck by lightning. Back then, I'm going to tell you this how old school I am. Back then, it was called beepers. We had pagers back then. We wasn't into all this cell phone like y'all youngsters, all into this cell phone. So,
wait a minute. No beepers. Don't you bring it. I didn't know what you see.
Yeah, I had a pager, y'all. We're going to talk about this.
Yeah.
I had a pager, man, and I was coming back from Conoco. I was coming back from the store, y'all. I never forget this. If y'all know what White Settlement is, I was in White Settlement. And, man, I kid you not, as I started walking, man, all of a sudden I seen this big old sort of lightning coming, and it came straight down to me and made me fall down. I kid you not. I made the news and everything. I'll never forget that. So now, when I tell a person, if I see light, my mom got mad at me tonight because she said, come get this boy. She said, come get my little boy. So I told mom, I said, no, mom, you're going to have to wait until the lightning's out. She said, it's not even raining. I said, mom, it's light. I don't play around when it comes to lightning now. I was shutting down everything. And I'm talking to my mom, I'm not going outside.
You got to plug the TV. Mm-hmm.
Man,
to respect on it.
Man, I unplugged everything. I was not playing.
No.
In my household, it got to be quiet. It was real quiet. I do not play when it comes to lighting. It taught me a life lesson. Go ahead.
Now you done exposed.
Can you crack my Amy?
Because, LG, check this out. I thought people were doing it because when they cut the lights and stuff off and all that electricity, I thought because if it blow out a circuit or something, everything will go off anyway. But now, you done put a whole new level to the respect of the reason why it should be off. Because of the tracks.
Exactly. That's what happened with
me. Like a tree.
That's what happened with me. That's what happened with me, for real. That's what happened with me with that pace. So it kind of taught me a lesson.
You know what?
But I do this. No more. And it taught me a lesson.
But you made the news, right?
Oh, yeah.
You made the news, right? Check this out. You probably. You supposed to be rich then. Because you, if your page is the reason why, and we don't got pages no more, then they went into a new whole ordeal as you got electrocuted. Because mm-hmm. they say cell phones might not be what attracted. So then now they done pushed out a whole cell phone. Now, man, you supposed to have a whole bunch of bread, man. We got to go back in time. We got to get that back. You the reason
man,
why they just
some kind of bread.
You supposed to have all these cell phones out, and you the reason why they're here. So, Dunny B, we got to go. We got to find out what happened to that page. We got to do some research, because we got to get our money, man.
Yeah.
There's too many cell phones out there.
You remember the big ones?
Yeah.
The one that had the one button?
I had the button. My pager was.
Yeah.
My pager was huge. I'm talking about one of the big ass pages.
You had a D battery. You had a double A battery.
Yeah, I really did. Hey, I tell y'all what, y'all, we're going to take a quick station break. We're going to go to some music. I tell you what, y'all, man, if y'all want to call in and kick the shouts out, call us at 347-989-1725. We got a new name for the show. It's called Dunny B in the Late Night Game, right here on B97FM and 94.0. Welcome aboard the new radio station. We're now streaming live on KCPIRadio.com, y'all. Not live, on KCPIRadio.com. And I know y'all got some quick shout-outs real quick before we go through some music. Girlfriend, go ahead on Miss LG in the building. So LG been here moaning her butt off today.
I want to get a shout-out. To everybody from Corsica County, Texas, the 903 area, Dallas, Texas, and Fort Worth, Texas.
That's what's up.
All right. Oh, and my producer just told me to get it right. It's KZPI 94.3 FM. We on satellite radio, y'all.
Okay.
We on satellite radio right now. KZPI 94. What did I say? I'm about to write that down.
You said KZPI. You're on KZPI blog radio, right?
No. Satellite radio. Satellite radio. Oh, 94.3 FM. That's it. 94.3 FM. Let me get that right, y'all. Y'all know when it comes to getting that stuff right, I'm crazy when it comes down to that kind of stuff. All right, y'all, man. We're going to some more music. The switchboard is lit up like the damn lighting.
Uh-oh.
It's like a damn lighting. That's a true thing. All right, y'all, man, you definitely tune in. I can't even see all these different radio stations. You definitely tune in to 94.3 FM, KZPI, B97 FM, Blog Talk Radio. You tune in to hell, you tune in to everything. We'll be right back, y'all. Going down, B97. We'll be right back, y'all.
Yeah. A&T skyscraper. Forever I am, keeping my mind on the plan. Can't slow up, always keep the grind in hand. They keep reminding you, man, you gotta make it through scams. In the bullshit they boast, just to prove that you can. I'm just stuck on adventures, niggas stuck in the trenches. Afraid to advance forward, losing their senses. Music is venting, while others get benched with those who pretend this, musical next. To see the innocent dying, while my skills are reviving. Got the mind of a pirate, yeah, I just want it all. Middle finger to liars, I'm on that honesty rhyming. They don't do shit, but ruin music's environment. Make millions and serve all is my only assignment. Used to hang with the gangsters, now I'm rolling with titans. We gon' conquer the world, skyscrapers we giants. Overseas businesses, different jets when we flying. Because I'm trying to feed my family. I really ain't demanding to see the bullshit they handing me. Stuck in the booth till I'm sitting in the Grammy seat. I work hard. You should know about the A&T. Shorty gonna be whipping hard in the AMG. Been through hell, so grandma said a prayer for me. When I make it there, I remember who was there for me. We gon' live this life like everything on this earth is free. Shorty, you can back it up, go ahead, back it up. It's a party over here, we keep the glasses up. We gon' be sky high when they ask for us. $300 bottles with some plastic cups, Bentleys, Lamborghinis, mansions, and G5s. Imagine that, cause all we see is the street crime. So I grind hard, just for those days. Keep faith, well I continue to say.
I'm a skyscraper, tryna earn paper.
Take it, 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 take it dance, bouncing all around. She done made her own dance up. Call it boogie down. When she scrub it on the ground, and she pick it all back up. When she make more, but she pop, and the other one be stuck. Oh, yes, ma'am, you are insane. Oh, I mean, you find it fun. Precious play, I'm from Texas, don't mean to get you fucked up. I know mama raised a lady, but tonight she be my son. Milwaukee native, so it's guaranteed tonight she gon' get bucked. She just asked me, come and never treat her like a goofy. I said, screw me, baby, goofies never saw up in these movies.
FM. It's definitely going down, baby. Number one late night show in the building. Done being the late night game. We are here. Oh, my goodness, man. It is definitely going down right here on the all new Donnie B Radio, the late night game. Donnie B in the building. We doing it big. What's up, girl? What's up, girl? It's LG.
What's up? I got the entertainment news tonight.
Say, check this out. Before you do the entertainment news, I've been getting a lot of comments about you. They asking me, what do LG stand for? You might as well go on and keep it real. Go on and let the listeners know now. And big shout out to all the listeners that's listening to us right here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, man. Funky Town is represent. Fort Worth is in the building tonight. We got a lot of people in Funky Town, Fort Worth listening to us. It's definitely going down, man. I can tell, man, you doing some, whatever you doing, Miss LG, you doing some heavy promotion, because, man, to have this many people listening and not only listening to the show, but we got a lot of people that's been checking out the podcast, man. Definitely want to thank y'all for doing that. We doing it big. We doing it real big. But go ahead on, Miss LG. I'm listening to your damn thing, because you got this celebrity news, and I want to know what's making news tonight.
Okay, y'all. My name is Miss LG. It stands for Letitia Grant. You can also check me out at Letitia Grant, this LG, on Facebook. So check me out. But I got some entertainment news about Bobby Christina walks off Solidarity Show. Bobby Christina may not be as strong as she looks, but she's grieving about the loss of her mother, Whitney Houston, in February. Before the walk off the set of her new show, Tyler Perry, for better or for worse, in tears. According to the production source, she won't be coming back to TBS show, y'all, because she's still grieving about her mom. And also, don't forget, speaking of her mother, her movie, Sparkle. Is it Sparkle? Is it like going to be?
Go ahead. I'm
really scared
about some
music. Well, her mother, Whitney Houston, her movie, Sparkle, is coming out August the 13th. It's going to be in theaters. And I thought I had pulled up a report about her mama also have her album coming out. So that would be in store. We'll be looking out for the CD.
You know what I want to know? I want to know about now. This happened about a couple months ago. Now, it was just a rumor, but they were still talking that she wants to come, her mother wants to come out with an all-tale book. Supposed to be coming out with an all-tale book about Whitney Houston's life, and it's supposed to be about all the dirt. So I haven't heard nobody else talking about that no more. So I'm definitely going to keep everybody posted on that. Yeah. But speaking about, we got to talk about this movie.
You about that she had a tattoo set up on her leg about her mother. It's called Tat It Up, and it means that we still love you. I was like, huh? It's crazy.
Damn. For real? Oh, man. But you know what? This is another thing we definitely want to bring up, too. You know, me and my homeboy was talking about this today. He was telling me, because he keep me abreast on what's happening with the world of entertainment news, too, and stuff. He'd be telling me about all the scoop. So he was telling me that they, as far as the movie goes, they wanted to put the movie back because they were concerned that a riot was going to break out. Did you hear anything about a possible riot breaking out over this movie?
No, I didn't hear anything about that.
Yeah, that's what my homeboy was telling me about. Now, I don't know how true that is. I haven't heard of that. They thinking that this movie could be could end up becoming a riot like Batman is what they were saying. But I don't know. I haven't heard that. But we're going to keep y'all posted on that as we get more details about that. Now, another thing, let's move on to some quick sports news with my main man out there. What's going on, man? What you got for sports news, man?
Well, in sports news today,
Real quick, before you do your sports news, man, you know we got to talk about yesterday. Now, I know y'all heard the news yesterday. Me and my boy John Williams been keeping up with this all this week. Well, finally, man, we definitely want to put the word out that the man that's running for president, Mitt Romney, do have a new vice president, Paul Ryan. What do you know about this Paul Ryan, John? Because I know you've been keeping up with that.
Well, the only thing I really know, like, right now is he was somebody I said that would probably, they would just creep up with because, we, you know, we had our eyes on this senator out of Kentucky, Kevin Paul. No, that wasn't his name. I can't think what his name was. But anyway, he was out of Kentucky in Ohio. But the only thing I know about this candidate here, this new VP that he has chosen, is that he's definitely a conservative. And the way he grew up, they were doing a special on him yesterday about how he grew up, how he saw his father pass away or get a job or something like that, and how he grew up and where, and that he is fashionably young, and that he basically had a hard life, and then how he got into politics. And then with this health care reform, what his plans are as far as that. But a lot of people are scared of him, though. A lot of people scared of that choice.
I am, too. After listening to his speech on yesterday morning, because I did get a chance to listen to his speech live on TV yesterday when Mitt Romney introduced him. And speaking of Mitt Romney, you know, he made that, everybody's talking about this in the news about Mitt Romney, too, when he made that statement and introduced him as the next president. Of course, Mitt Romney came back on stage and said that he meant vice president. But he said president. I wanted to kind of talk about it. Like, whoa, how you going to make a big mistake? They're going to run with that. And the media, they ran with it. They definitely ran with that part. But again, man, this dude, we definitely got to look out for him. But let's go ahead and move right along, man. We got to keep the show going. It's official 10:32 p.m. Central Standard Time. We got to move on with the show. Go ahead on and get us some quick sports news, man, on what's going on. Because I know that Cowboys play, what, tomorrow, right?
Yeah, and I got to get that time. But in sports, Randy Moss experiment seems to be going well, San Francisco 49ers. And Lakers did indeed sign Dwight Howard, and they introduced him just the other day. And ex-Mavs player Jason Terry got another trophy tattoo. This one has a leprechaun, because, you know, he's over that goes. And in the UFC, 100-pound division weight, Vincent Henderson proved that no lightweight title bout is safe from controversy. So he took the lightweight title bout in the UFC. So all those that keep up with that, you're fighting on that, Xbox 3 or whatever it is, and PlayStation 3 and all that, you know. So that's what's up in the sport news with John Lee.
All right, then. That's our main man right there. Y'all know we gotta keep the show going, keep the show smooth. Let's go ahead on and go to the phone line. We got a lot of people calling in from the 817 area code and also calling in from the 214. Let's go ahead on and go live to 817692. You are live on Donnie B Radio, the late night. Who's this?
This is Apocalypse. What's up, Donnie B?
Hey, what's up, man? Welcome to the show. One of the independent artists out there doing this damn thing. What you think about the show so far, man? You know, I'm so damn rude. I'm so damn rude. Me, my new co-host, my new team. This is, I'm going to let them introduce themselves. Miss LG, go ahead and introduce yourself. I'm too damn awesome tonight.
Hey,
my name is LG. And you said you was a rapper or something like that?
Oh, yeah, Apocalypse. Yeah, I'm an artist.
Oh, you're an artist.
Don't
get
that damn name. You know I'm getting that damn name mixed up. He got one. Now, I'm telling you, if he got one of the hardest names. For real, he got one of the hardest names. Whoa, like, wait a minute. Yo, what's going on with you tonight, man? Did you go to the HIV, Hip Hop for HIV concert today?
Oh no, man! I've been trying to take a nap or two, man. I've been trying to catch him with some rest.
Right. Well, Trey Song, they said Trey Song rocked the house today, y'all. Trey Song was there. Yeah, they said Trey Song rocked the house. They said Juvenile was off the chain there today. He was there. Oh man! They said everybody did their damn thing tonight, so it was off the chain. What y'all think about that?
They represented 5 feet, right?
Oh, Well, yeah, you know they did. I ran into the mayor, Bessie Price. She was so nice. I said, man, that woman, I will say one thing about her. She goes all over the place. She be everywhere. She not like the rest of these mayors. She be everywhere. She was there at that at the Forward Convention Center today. But, man, go ahead and do your quick shout-outs real quick, man.
Yeah, I just got one shout-out tonight. I want to give a shout-out to my brother out there, you know what I'm saying? My brother out there, he out there, you know, doing his thing up in the Queen City, Cincinnati, you know what I'm saying? I want you to stay safe, bro, and get home safe.
Already, that's what's up, man. I know that's right. Ain't nothing like getting home safe, man, for real.
Yeah.
Right,
come on.
So can you tell us
back.
How can we check you out on Facebook? Do you have anything on YouTube?
Yeah, I got a... Now, my YouTube, it's under Prince Apocalypse on YouTube. Because I just recently dropped the Prince off of my name, so it is Apocalypse now. But it's on YouTube, it's Prince Apocalypse. And on Reverb Nation, it's Apocalypse. And I'm also on Facebook as well, under Apocalypse or Jamar Nelson, whichever one you prefer. But Jamar Nelson is my government name, but my alias name is Apocalypse. And I got, you know, it's both up on there, on Facebook.
But I'm gonna start calling you Jake, man, because that's an easy name for me to remember.
Ah, that's cool. Shoot, you know what I'm saying? I was going by Jake before, way before I took on the name Apocalypse.
Oh, really, man? That's up. But I tell you what, man, appreciate you calling in. We got so many people calling in. We want to make sure we get everybody tonight, man.
All right, man. Thank y'all for showing that love, and I'm gonna get back with y'all later.
Oh, anytime, man. That's what it's all about. All right, y'all. We definitely doing it big. If you want to call in to kick the shafts out, everybody that's listening to us live on the radio, 347 area code 989-1725, 347-989-1725. We're going live right now to 214-815. You live on the late night, Donnie Me the Late Night Gang. Who's this? 214-815. You live on the radio.
Hi, my name is Christina.
Uh-huh. Hey, welcome to the show.
Hey. Hi, I'm sorry. I was scared at first because I never been on the show. So I want to just say y'all
okay.
Doing a good job.
Don't be scared of us. We humans just like you. We people just like you. We sleep like
we sleep. I just want to say y'all doing a good
welcome
job.
To Dougie.
I enjoyed the show. So far,
thank you.
I will be calling in more.
Thank you.
I'm from Georgia, but I live in Dallas, so you know this is my first time. You know.
So how did you hear? If you don't mind me asking, how did you hear about the radio show?
Actually, John told me about the show. You know, a couple weeks ago. So yeah, I talked to John. You know. He gave me more info. He told me to call me. Like, don't be scared.
Well, he
call,
on the phone.
You know?
He live with us right now. John, say what's up, John.
Hey, what's up, Christina?
Hey, John, how you doing?
See, I tell you. She ain't got cold feet no more. Now, everything I hate now.
Yeah. Hey, you got any quick shout-outs real quick?
Yes, I only have like two shout outs. I want to shout out to my friend Aisha and my boyfriend Jason. That's it.
Okay, all right.
And,
all right. Well, that's,
and my family well, in Georgia, everybody. That's it. So,
all right.
Put it
down
for Georgia tonight.
I know.
Yeah.
I ain't playing.
No,
I'm in the building tonight.
Georgia. Georgia.
Hey, you know, that's my favorite song.
That is my song. Too, boy. That, what's his name? Who seen that? Ray, is it Ray Charles? Ray Charles.
Ray Charles.
I thought Ray Charles.
And then Ludacris and some other.
I left Ludacris. Nah, hey, Ray, you know Ludacris is rapping about it. I'm talking about some real singing when he goes, Georgia.
Yes.
Oh, no, let me stop. See, you know what? I'll be the one. But look, I'll be the one that sound will be booing off the stage.
man,
for real. I'll be the one that he'll be like, sir, you suck. Your music suck, and you cannot do it. I love the way I like how he talk. I'm trying to talk like him.
You'll
think your music sucks. Get into something new. Oh, I'm sorry, y'all. I ain't gonna try to be like a nigga.
Oh.
Oh, man, we're gonna take, more phone calls. We're gonna take more phone calls in a few more minutes, y'all. You definitely tune in to the late night. It's gonna be the late night game right here on B97 and what else? Hell, I don't know. We everywhere. We all over the place. Go ahead. Do your damn thing.
94.3 FM, satellite.
Okay, yeah, I forgot all about that. Y'all know I'm getting old. I'm getting old too damn quick.
That's 4.3 FM satellite. We know where we're at.
I see. Well, let's go live to 469-499. You are live on the radio.
What's up, where is your boy? I'm going to leave the print.
Hey, what's going on, man? Welcome to the show.
Hey, man, I just want to get the streets on. Look out for my new mixtape coming out, Life of a Man mixtape. You dig?
Okay. Already. That was some quick one, man. Come and tell us a little bit about the mixtape. Let's talk about it real quick.
Oh, man, about the mixtape, man. This is going to be
wild,
my...
Yeah, everybody can hear you.
All right, this right here, this is going to be my first mixtape, you know what I'm saying? Like, my first mixtape dropping. I mean, I put a lot of hard work and dedication into it. My brother, Two. What's up?
Already, man. Hey. I said congratulations to you, man. That's good. Your first mixtape. So how does it feel to do your first mixtape, man? Let's talk about that real quick.
Oh, man. It's a good feeling, man. You know what I'm saying? For me, it'd be my first mixtape, man. I'm just anxious, you know what I'm saying? Excited, ready to get out there.
Right. Well, I tell you what, man, we want to make you feel even better, man. We want you to send a couple of them songs to our radio station, and we're going to play it, and we're going to bring you back on the show. We're going to do a full interview with you. How about that, man?
Wow, didn't it? That was so. How can I do that?
Email me. You can email me by going to djdunnybmusic@yahoo.com. djdunnybmusic@yahoo.com.
DJ Dunny B.
Uh-huh. That's DJ Donnie, D-O-N-N-Y, B-S and boy, music@yahoo.com.
That's what's up.
Wow, Benny, that's what's up.
Hey,
the freestyle Friday, the freestyle on Friday.
Oh, yeah. We're going to do that. It's coming up Friday. Call in, man, and show the world what you can do.
All right, what time should I call in?
Well, we on from 8 to 11.
All right, Squad Business, I got you.
All righty. We're doing it big right here on B97. We Satellite Radio. My boy, I'm going to let him give out the Satellite Radio. What are we on? 94.3? But they're going to kill me, boy.
Yeah, 94.3
FM Satellite.
I can hear the producer cuss me out tomorrow. And that's on
4.3. Tell me you got it wrong. What are you doing? I'm going to fire you. Wait a minute, we got hired. All right, y'all, man. We'll be right back. It's definitely going down. B97 FM 94.3. Also, KCPR Radio, man. We live on the hottest station right now. We're doing it big for the late night right here, man. Y'all got a shout out real quick?
Let me go and kick a shout out to LaDun, Isaiah, Isaac, my three sons. We kick a shout out to my mom, Charles Hart. We kick a shout out to my Aunt Judy, 1113 East Trickery. We in Denton, and we doing it big. That's what's up. Denton, Folk Town, Fort Worth. We love you. And all the listeners out there. Yo, Zell, Atlanta King Zell, I know y'all listening. Call in, kick a shout out. That's what's up.
I heard about y'all the other night. Y'all know we're going to talk about that when we come back.
Ooh,
we're
going to
talk about the phrases that happened on Thursday night. I want to hear everything.
Oh,
I'm going to give you all the scoop because, remember, I was kicked off the show. So, I want to apologize to everybody. It wasn't my fault, but I heard what happened. I want y'all I just want y'all to go crazy on what happened. When we come back, y'all, we going to talk about that. You tune in to the number one late night show across the country, baby. We doing it big. Donnie B in the late night game. We are in the building. If you got a shout out, call us at 347-989-1725. A special guest coming on the show this week, September the 1st. It's a big night. It's going down September the 1st. We got the Vote for the Dead rally. We'll be broadcasting live out there. And we're just going to do our damn thing. But we'll be right back, y'all. It's going down. The Answer Song on B93. No, B97. Yeah, we'll be right back.
Can't stop me now. Won't stop me now. Can't stop me now. You won't stop me now. I don't care. She don't care. We don't care. Let's go. I don't care. She don't care. We don't care. Let's go.
Can't stop me now. Who don't sweat it.
With a hunk of folks on sins in. All you haters be talking how we did it.
Oh man, let's go, so I had a fake. 6 months later, baby, I was getting paid. Can't stop, won't stop in a major way. It's a king, man, tell him what the hook say.
Yeah. She my private dancer. She my private dancer. She my private dancer. She my private dancer.
What's happening?
She my private dancer. She my private dancer. She my private dancer.
Private phone call. Late night texting. That's my mystery girl. She good at private dancing. And she go all in. And she ain't scary with it. She wanna get me home. Like little mama babysitting. She say she fuck with me. Like every nigga, as long as she poppin' it, then I'm forever tippin'. Yeah, that my private dancer. Yeah, that my private stripper. She got me rock hard. Now I wanna hit her, but I'ma chill up on the couch and watch her do her tricks. She bend it over, popped it once and dropped it to a split. Yeah, baby, you the shit, and yeah, you got that juice. I know it's all real. Yeah, you the truth. Your body looking so good in that lingerie. Now take it off and come here, baby, let me demonstrate. I bust it open like the strong way. And then she say,
she wanna get me home, cause she my private dancer. Real clever, right? But you can do it better. Do it so good, now we fucking on the dresser. Ooh, girl, you wet, wet, but I can get you wet, 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 wet. She my private dancer. 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 She my private dancer.
In my descendants, I'm feeling sexy. Boy, shorts in a bra. Oh, now that I got you home, I can be your slut for the evening. You can be my trick for the night. No need for strip club season. We can get it uncut in your life. All right, ride, ride around and go get it. When I can just work right here. Don't worry, dear. Wetness is near. In a drop, honey, bee is here. We got the same ass bitches getting the same ass dollars. About to change the game on these hoes. Get no habla aqua. Have a wet dream of you. Beat the pussy down like Tina. Don't want my head stuck in a headboard, but I won't dig head like my name was Gina. I right cheek, left cheek, both lips. Pull racks out, paycheck, gorgeous. But I twerk like a rough neck. But sit down for what comes up next. Now look, I got one heel on the wall, one heel on the bed. Watch that middle. Got you going out your mind. Swear the kid, I can't talk to a nigga like Dr. Zeus. Little, yeah. Drake said I've been practicing. Special delivery back in. Better be prepared, nigga, I declare that we
breaking
this
match. She wanna get me home, cause she my private dancer. It's real clever, right? But you can do it better. Do it so good, now we fucking on the dresser. Ooh, girl, you wet, but I can get you wet, 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 wet. She my private dancer. She my private dancer. She my private dancer. She my private dancer. She my private dancer.
Thank you. she real cute. She acting real sedentary, a real diva like. They call her Holly Berry. And when she hit the club, she walking like a model. She bought a whole bar, I mean a whole bottle. If you find out your mind and you know that you the shoes, toes done, hair done, and you keep your nails thick, then you's a pretty girl. 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 If you find out your mind and you know that you the shoes, toes done, hair done, and you keep your nails thick, then you's a pretty girl. 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 And she go to school too. She working two jobs. She pay her own bills. Damn, she's a bad broad. And she go to school too. She working two jobs. She pay her own bills. Damn, she's a bad broad. And she go to school too. She working two jobs. She pay her own bills. Damn, she's a bad broad. And she go to school too. She working two jobs. She pay her own bills. Damn, she's a bad broad. If you find out your mind and you know that you the shoes done, hair done, and you keep your nails clean, then you's a pretty girl. 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 If you find out your mind and you know that you the shoes done, hair done, and you keep your nails clean, then you's a pretty girl. 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 Man, if she find you, then she ain't studying you. I see money ain't a thing, that's what she tell you. She buy her own Gucci, she buy her own Chanel. Man, and she feeling good, and she feeling great. The only time she called a man to get a boo. Now this your girl 411, representing for all the independent women, all the pretty girls. Let's go. If you find out your mind and you know that you the shoes, toes done, hair done, and you keep your nails clean, then you's a pretty girl. 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 If you find out your mind and you know that you the shoes, toes done, hair done, and you keep your nails clean, then you's a pretty girl. 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 I say that 225, they got some pretty girls. I say that 601, they got some pretty girls. I say that 504, they got some pretty girls. I say that 985, they got some pretty girls. I say that 718, they got some pretty girls. I say that 212, they got some pretty girls. I say that 318, they got some pretty girls. I say that 317, they got some pretty girls. If you find out your mind and you know that you the shoes, toes done, hair done, and you keep your nails clean, then you's a pretty girl. 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 If you find out your mind and you know that you the shoes, toes done, hair done, and you keep your nails clean, then you's a pretty girl. 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 If you
all right, y'all, man. You's a pretty girl. I like that song right there, man. You's a pretty girl. You's a pretty girl. You's a pretty girl. Oh, man, I sound like a damn reporter.
Hey.
Mother, mother, boy, lady, mother, father, man. Today, you need to have it's the best for the day. Oh, okay. It is going to be going down here on the late night, man. I definitely want to apologize to everybody for the technical difficulties. Oh, let me stop. I'm already missing up. My boy, yeah, you know, when you know you ain't pronouncing certain things right, my little boy says that. Not how you pronounce it. Now, how the hell I let a 5-year-old tell me that I ain't pronouncing it right?
Well,
that show not part of the system, so.
I said, boy, what is wrong with these kids? But on the serious side, we do want to apologize to everybody. We are working on it. We are working on carrying the problem. But speaking of the problem, you guys handled this show, I thought, very well, in spite of the difficult problem. Let's talk about what happened night both day. Who want to start? John,
I think you should answer that.
LG, did you want to start?
About Friday night?
Well, that was Thursday night, wasn't it? Oh, what's the problem?
Well, Thursday night, Friday night? I think it was Friday night.
It was Friday night. It was Friday night. Freestyle Friday. We didn't even get a chance to do Freestyle Friday.
Living in the
crazy.
Friday night. And you want with the LG, you want to go on? You go ahead and say. Because I couldn't
okay.
get a word in.
I think if anybody can explain it, LG can explain the difficulty, the problem on Friday night, because I heard a little bit of it, but I didn't get a chance to listen to all of it. My damn computer went down.
Well, you know, we kept the show going, you know. Even though it was kind of funny in a way, but, you know, we kept the show going and everything. But what's your name? I think John William been through a lot because, like, every time he's trying to talk about the news, the music ended up, you know, coming back in and knocking us off. I was like, wow. So really, we have to talk around the music. So me and John and Steela, you know, we did pretty good on it.
Yeah. I take that emotion.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Wow.
But you know, Danny, you know, it was funny.
That's amazing. That is. I thought y'all really did an awesome job of holding it down.
Oh man, I don't know. And it was funny because I thought that was all a joke. So it was a hilarious
Sometimes I be thinking it's a joke. These, I mean, the way these be happening with a, like, is this a, but you know what? I talked to my homeboy. He also have a blog talk show. He said the same thing been happening to his show. He thought it was his computer. So he said, if it's happening to me, and it's happening to him, and it's happening to a couple other people, we know we got a problem.
So we got to talk about this.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, if it's happening to one, it's happening to all. So it's a domino effect that's going on. You know what? I'm going to be honest with you. I think it's cyber warfare.
I think you're right. I may have to agree with you on that.
A tapping in to resources.
And we just happen to be in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well,
and I got to say, real quick, y'all, before I forget, because y'all know me, I'm old, I got to say a big shout out to Headball. Oh, my goodness, y'all. Headball did a... Y'all got to see the new poster with all of our pictures on it.
It is the bomb, ladies.
Ladies and fellas, it is the bomb. The poster that he made, you guys can actually put this... You guys will be able to put this on the front cover of your Facebook cover. That's how good it looks. They got all of our pictures on it. Well, all you got to do is... How would you put it on your car?
I'm gonna explain this to them. Now, they got bumper stickers that you can put on there. And then they got, you know, they got the little thing where you can put on your car now when you're advertising your business.
Mm-hmm.
So you can put anything on, you can put a car cover on your car to make it look like that. All the way down. They got the doodlebug with every kind of design you can think of on the doodlebug. Matter of fact, they got a car. While y'all are talking,
I am in the process of putting the if you close to a computer and Mr. LG, I am about to download the poster and put it on my Facebook page so you can see it.
Okay.
What people on Facebook are saying right now, LG? What's going on Facebook? What kind of crazy is happening?
And I was on that earlier, and when I was going on Facebook, I know it had been like a topic. My cousin had like a picture or something like that. It's for the ladies, of course. It was talking about sexy isn't always about boobs or butts. It's the way you walk, the way you talk, and the way you think. I'm like, it's true.
Wow.
So, you know what I mean? Let's talk about this. What do you think about this? I mean, as a black lady in America, among society, and the viewpoints that many different Americans have socially, economically, and any climax that they can think of in life, how would you personify a black woman
how would you say to black women, how should they act in public? What would you do? What do you think?
That's a good question.
Well, to be honest, I think that we should have a good attitude and then watch how the way we dress because, you know, I would say like a lot of young girls, you know, older people too, you know, dressing like skimpy clothes. You know, you don't have to, you know, a man judging by the way you look, not by the way you dress. You know?
Hold on for a few minutes. You know what? We gotta keep it real. Not only is the women, but you got a lot of the guys that don't dress right either. Could it be both ways? Let's keep it real.
It can.
Cause I know you done ran into some guys, and in your mind you looking at you in your mind you thinking no, you would
yeah,
not.
Yeah, looking like thugs.
You look like a hot mess.
Yes.
God knows they show up. And I tell you, I can picture them telling you, "Oh, good, don't I look good?" And I can always tell you in your mind, you're thinking, "Child, please, God is so much better."
Well, you know what? Then that'd be. Let's say this then. LT, this is for you again.
Mm-hmm.
He said that because you just said how a woman should look, and I was particularly talking about a black woman. So then what type of man do come on to you? What type of man
That's a good question.
Is it somebody slouchy like what he just explained, or is it somebody that look like how you dress when they come to you?
Somebody dressed different from me. You know, I don't want no man who's gonna be walking around showing their drawers. I'm like,
especially
you know, Johnny B, I got a friend, and me and her got different tastes in men. She likes the thug men. I don't. I gotta have a man that can dress, you know, not being funny.
Right.
And
like
every time she asked me, she was like, "How do your friend look?" Well, you know me and you got different tastes. You know, I like them thug guys, and you don't like them. I said, "You darn racist, because I don't like that. They ain't even none of my type. What can they do for me?" You know, they the type of guys where I can say foul, but soft. They like to beg for money. Yes.
My sister the same way. Ooh, I got to have me a thug, man. Girl, fuck it down. What the hell is this?
But y'all hate when they start begging. That's the only thing I don't like. Oh man, I can't stand nobody big. And you didn't give your team that person a chance. Because vice versa, what if somebody comes clean cut, look good, got his shirt tucked in, but it's hard just like that. That's where he's from anyway. So what do you do once you actually start to get to know a person? Instead of like judging him right off that, what about when you speak to him? He ain't, it's nothing like how he looks. So you just never know what situation the person really in for him to look like that. But it don't mean that they're supposed to go around and degrade themselves or to look like they don't care about life. Because really, that's how it looks. You don't care about life. So
yeah.
I think a lot of brothers and sisters really don't know how it really looks, and they don't understand
mm-hmm.
the rebellion of the whole reason where that started at. So it's
yeah.
just. Something that you want. But once you really get to know who that person is, you know, maybe you might be one to be able to change it. You know, he started walking with his pants up and, you know, not tagging or whatever and dirt touching, you know. So,
now,
a lot of
you
these guys just have
Let me ask you something, man. Cause you sound like that. You trying to fit the profile of this? Are you trying to say something? I want to hear it.
I'm saying. No.
That's what it sounds like. He definitely a woman first, so I think that's what he's trying to do.
It's just conversation. Just put it out there. That's it. You know, because I'm gonna tell you now who approached me. I have the most trouble with black. I don't know why. I could be actually trying to come on to one, and I just got trouble. But a white woman is funny. They be waving at me, be trying to talk to me and stuff like that. And I feel like I really don't got nothing in common with them. My whole everything is just totally different. I don't really got nothing in, even Spanish women. But they'll come on to me a whole lot faster, be willing to give me numbers and everything. And I could be, I'm attracted to my sister. That's, I just like to be real like that, you know. And they be fine. I'm talking about dad. And but I don't have nothing really in common with them. It's just they don't attract me like they used to, but not now. It's totally different now. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. What's up with the sisters now? What's up, sisters?
You know what, man? I guess with me it's different. I love all types of women. Long as that they present themselves in a professional way, man, it's on like popcorn and ice cream. But that's if they present themselves in a really professional way. But I got to be me also. I got to be very picky of who I mess with because I have a 5-year-old son, so I don't want my son to see that. So that's what you got to also look at. People, a lot of people don't look at that. You know, if you got kids and they watching everything you do, they gonna start. Mm-hmm. They gonna start saying, "Hey, if my mom and daddy can do that, why I can't do it?"
That's right.
So you have to be very careful when it comes down to picking out women because, man, I tell you what, I had this one lady that I used to date, and we met in school. Oh, I'm going to tell y'all some terrible hot mess story. This girl was so, what they call, I'm trying to say it without being an evil person. She was so rude, and not only rude, but it's like, whatever she wants. That's the word I'm trying to say. Very controlling. Yes. And no matter what we say, we could not agree with the same thing. Oh, no. I don't like that. No. You're going to have to do it like this. Ooh. Wait a minute. Did I marry a woman or did I marry my mom?
Your mama.
Hey.
Exactly. And my mom not even like that. My mom not even like that. Like, whoa.
He was so sick.
This ain't going to get nowhere. I don't know we ain't going nowhere with this. And another one, I think she wanted to be more of a... And this was crazy, y'all. When y'all get in this relationship, she wanted to be... This was a white girl I was dating. She wanted to be more of a man. I said, wait a minute now. You can't be wearing the pants and I'm wearing the pants. It's only going to be one man in the household wearing the pants. That's me. But she was thinking that she was wearing the pants of the house. I said, nah.
What?
And man, I think she was a stalker, y'all, because I used to work at Whataburger. She would come and follow me in Whataburger, and she know I was working. And then she was
one of psycho.
I don't know how she found out. I was in school. I was going to a certain school. She came up to the school writing a letter. Talking about, I love you, and you better come home now. This white girl was so controlled. When I faced her, told her she was very controlled. This is crazy, y'all. I started dating her. I don't know what possessed me to date her. It was my homeboy, girl, and I started dating. She started dating me. She told me she didn't want to be with him no more. She wanted, and this was like another damn Jerry Springer show. But I think my homeboy, he didn't even argue with me. I think he was trying to get me to get with her so he could get rid of her.
Yeah.
Because he started, man, when I got with her, it was scary. I ain't never ran from a woman. I ran from this woman.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I know that.
I had to. Now, look. No. It got so bad. I kid you not. I never, ever had to call the police on a female. I had to call the police on this woman. She was stalking me. No, she wasn't choking. Like I said, she was choking you, Dad. How did he get
you? You should have turned into like a movie, like basic on a true story.
Man, this was, somebody can write a book. That's how dangerous this relationship was. It was scary. And then, I mean, and now when she get mad at you, she got this evil look on her face. I thought she was an incredible hawk or something. The way she was scary. I was scared of her. My little nephew used to tell me, "Uncle, how you gonna get rid of her?" I said, "I don't know," but she scared me. I said, "Never again would I date a stalker no more," and that's exactly what she was. Boy, when she told me, "Oh, I'm leaving to go to Oklahoma, and you're gonna miss me," and my mom's thinking, "Thank you." I'm gonna have a party.
Yeah.
So my thing I tell men and women, be careful who you dating. If you don't know too much about them, get to know them. Because you don't know if they are stalking, you don't know what they are. They can look good on the outside, but boy,
they don't know the money
you
inside.
I'm gonna tell you
the best thing though.
What's that?
They say meet their parents. Because once you see who how their parents is, that's what you got right there. However they gonna look, that's how they gonna look. So if they look that way, well, that's what you got. They stay this way, so that's who raised them. That's what you got.
Now, Miss LG, I know Miss LG don't have some crazy experiences. You gotta tell us when we get back. You gotta tell us about your crazy experience. And, I mean, that's what I wanna know. I want everybody to call in. Tell us the most crazy experience you had in your relationship, past relationship. What you having right now? You like you going through something right now. Well, give us a call. That's why they call it late night conversation. Right here on the late night show, man. We keep it real. And I know LG, I can tell Miss LG don't have some. LG, go look at the Facebook page. I just posted stuff.
I got stalkers, like.
I bet you do. I know you do. But you know the worst part. I want you to answer this. Did you got the stalker just with the man, or you got one stalker too?
You don't know stalkers with the man. I mean, this is just like crazy. Like today, I had to unblock. No, I had to block somebody from my Facebook page. It was, like, crazy because, like, he kept calling me, like, what is that, video call on Facebook. He kept calling me. I ignored him and everything. And I told him, I was like, well, I'm kind of in a relationship. I don't want to talk to you. And he said, I want to talk to you. Holler at me, call me. I was like, no, you crazy. So I had to block him today. I didn't want to do that, but I had to because I feel like I was being mean. But he just
now,
kept
blocking
me.
But you know what? That's a good man. That's what we need to talk about. Ms. LG, I want you to give the man, the fella, some tips on what you don't do. If you trying to win that female over, what you don't do?
Do not cheat. That's the number one.
But
time.
We know that.
If you have a good woman in front of you, you need to appreciate that good woman in front of you. Right there.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Because I've been through a lot. I've been through that situation. So,
that's a good one.
So,
wow.
So that's the first thing you be peeping when you're with somebody. They looking at the woman especially if it's somebody you think they'll be attracted to. So you want to look dead at them when they get next to you. When they get close to them, you start looking dead at them to see where their eyes go. I'll play that trick real good. I'm gonna look dead at you. Boom. I'm gonna be like, I look dead at the female. I don't look at the woman in front. I already know she's trying to see if I'm gonna look at her. And she thinking in her mind, well, she's attracted. And I know I'm attracted, so he wouldn't be with me. So I'm going to see what he's going to do. So I'm going to respect her with the fullest. I ain't going to even look. Because I already seen her coming a long way to go. And I know already she's been looking at me to see when she get up here if I'm going to look. Because she's just not seeing her. But I done seen her when she was down the street.
But you know what? Now, look. You know what tipped me out?
Down the street. So I don't got to look for
you know. Now, but check this out. You know what tipped me out about you, John? The lady
What's
that
up?
You had looking at you on last week, I thought she was bored. She had her eyes on you. I don't know what she did to her that day when we did that TV show. For real. John was doing the interview, getting back to an interview, and boy, that woman had her eyes on John. I said, damn, John's getting bored. John get to see these women.
What
you do to her, John?
I was scared, though, man. When they do that, I be having them do that, too.
That scared me right there.
Oh, no, they were doing it with her. That woman was looking at,
ooh,
she had her
eyes.
I'm telling you,
Miss
LG, if you would have been there, you would
have
been tripping. She had her eyes on him the whole entire time.
Oh,
it was
crazy. Did that make you feel uncomfortable? John, I mean, yeah, because. Y'all, man. No, you know, but when we were downtown, though, I'm telling you, I didn't get the lady's name. That was a beautiful woman, and we were downtown. The older lady with the sandpaper hair, the black lady. You remember?
I missed that one right there.
When we had the little incident with the bicycle man.
Oh yeah, John, tell them about that. Oh my goodness, y'all.
Yeah, I
want to
hear about
it. If y'all ain't never seen Donnie B get pissed off, I'm gonna let John tell you.
Oh, man.
Tell her what happened.
Look, we downtown.
Y'all had to call
we
me
down. We were going. And we live. So we call, we go everywhere. We went to Duke Lee. We in front of them. Big up to Duke Lee Theater, Black Theater in downtown. Before. So we was in front of that. We go some of the spots. And then I crossed the street. So, and I got the mic. And we live. But Dunny already see this bicycle car. And I happen to see him. But then I'm thinking he's going to mess with us because we jaywalked. But we really didn't because they were working on the road right there. So we go across the street, and here he comes. And I really got mad. I got my glass on. He really can't see my eyes. I'm mad as heck. I'm like, what the heck are you coming to mess with us for? So, and this is that same Tuesday James Harper was shot, that same day. So he come over there and started asking us, what are we doing? Like, well, Lord, what you ask me that for? So, y'all have seen Donnie, man. Donnie gets mad. Y'all don't remember that book, man. Y'all don't remember us. So, the man, he looked at me and said, well, you need to get you another agent and all this kind of stuff. He didn't want to hear Donnie no more because he knew Donnie was right. So, I looked at him. I said, well, you just don't know, man. I hate to act worse today. I'm just trying to hear what you're trying to say. I think what he thought we was going to go in that building and start recording. And then had a friend in. So then he tried to chase us off. We go off with him. Then he goes around the corner to some officers on some horses. Well, whatever he says, Donnie starts hollering. And before we get up there, they see us coming. They look at us and just throw their hands up and start riding off. Man, it was just the funniest incident. And then 3 hours later, James Harper. So I'm like, oh, man, look at this.
A police shooting in Dallas. All this happened the same day. It was crazy, y'all.
It was crazy.
So, and everybody's scared. And if you go to YouTube, that video, and check it out, that video is on YouTube. I'm already getting a lot of hits on me getting upset with the police.
That took me out. I don't really know what he went on the other two officers. But they were trying to hear it. They rode off on their horses.
Nah, yeah, they wasn't trying to hear that man either. But y'all, check this out, y'all. We got to go to the phone line. Phone lines are starting to blow up. If y'all want to call in, keep a shout out, represent, and say, LG, you need to go on my Facebook profile right now and check out the picture. I just posted up.
Okay.
And we're going live on the phone line. We're going live to the phone lines right now. 817-655, you live on the radio. Who's this?
Hey, Donnie, this is Steve. What's going on?
Hey, Miss Z, what you doing up this time this late? Miss Z or Blake?
No, I was watching the Olympics and the clothes and the
elements. Yeah.
Welcome to the show, Miss Z. Miss Z of late tonight. I'm not used to here seeing Miss Z of this late.
Yeah, I was watching the Olympics, you know.
On the Olympics, still? Y'all know what? I ain't been keeping up with the Olympics. What's going on? What you got for us tonight, Miss Z?
Well, I don't have anything right now because I've been really busy, you know, with the Olympics, and I've been focusing on that. But I'll get back with you later on in the week with some good gossip that I know about.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, Miss Z be having all the gossip, y'all. Miss Z be on it with the gossip.
All right.
all the celebrity news, Miss Z be on it, y'all. For real. Like, whoa, I didn't know this was happening. But
I just called in to give everybody a shout-out, Donnie.
Okay. But thank you for calling in. Is it you want to shout-out to anybody else real quick?
No, just all my friends out there.
okay. You did see it, Missy, in front of thousands of people. That's Missy doing it real big right here on, we live on Spirit Light Radio. Right here.
Yeah.
And so I tell you what we're going to do, y'all. We're going to go to, so we're going to go to some more music. Then we're going to come back with Mo. Y'all want to call in and kick the shout? Oh, wait, I got to go to my board real quick. You know what? I'm going to try to take as many phone calls as I can, y'all, before the
okay.
the damn blog time go off again. No, for real. If I don't take as many phone calls, man, y'all know we're going to have more problems.
Yeah.
Y'all already know how
yeah.
I feel.
Yeah.
And I got to go to my boy right now.
Hey.
My boy, DJ Killer, is live
DJ
with us right
Killer.
Now, y'all. We going live to the phone line to my boy, DJ Killer. What's going on, man?
Hey.
Who is this? 313, you live on the radio.
What up, Donnie B?
Hey, what's going on, man? Say, I see what you mean now, man. We had more problems.
Oh, man, I know how it be. Because I called in, I was listening. I'm like, oh, man, he must be in one of the moments with the computer.
Yeah, the computer and the blog talk. I think they hating on us, man. I think that when the computer be messing up like that, I think Blog Talk got that special kind of connection where they hating on us. What you think, man?
Man, it gotta be, man, especially when you got hot shows like yourself and I. You know what I'm saying? They got to be hating. We taking that everybody else around the Blog Talk, so they want us to lower the number of days that we own.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, they can have more sales. But I think that's some bull crap, man.
But you know what,
we
man?
The best.
Like people don't be believing this, man. But it seems like the R-Cast shows be the one that really be blowing up more than the live shows. Have you noticed that?
Yes, man.
If you go to your R-Cast, man, you can check out the podcast of your show. Man, it be more people that be on that be checking out the podcast.
Yeah, true.
You got any quick shout-outs real quick, man?
Well, definitely want to shout-out to the RSI Romantics, Rev City, the whole Your World Movement, Sniper Squad DJs, A&R DJs, Team Grand City International, all the CEO, which is the co-CEO, the big man, the president, DJ Lindo, the vice president, DZF Baby. You know,
y'all are doing it big too, man. You got that tour coming up. Let's talk about that real quick.
Well, you know, my artist, he got a tour coming up with. It's actually for Zaytoven's movie. It's called Birds of a Feather. The movie drops Friday,
love
17th. You know what I'm saying? It's about the tour is going to be a documentary. It got Gucci Man, OJ the Juice Man, Zaytoven, Gorilla Zoe, Shorty Low, Young Ralph, and Rocco. And, you know, that's open to acts. You know, we got like 30 cities lined up, you know what I'm saying? So, let's do it. We want it.
Hey, is Dallas in that city too? Dallas, Texas?
I think Dallas is in.
Hey.
I think Dallas is in.
What about Dallas? What about Dallas, man? Is Dallas in that?
I think so. I know we get our itinerary tomorrow. So as
okay.
far as each day, what times that we're going on and everything, we have all that tomorrow.
We sure do need to promote that, man, and try to get us in so we can do a live broadcast from there. I think there'll be something.
All right.
You know, we work something out. You know what I'm saying? Definitely work something out. We need to spark up an after party somewhere, cause I think we cause it's not until like we don't hit Texas till like the end of September.
Okay.
That's what I'm thinking. That's because Texas is one of the last states that was in the write up as far as the states that we were visiting. I know the first show is in Atlanta.
I'm definitely connected with a lot of clubs out here in DFW, so we can make that happen. All I got to do is get with the University DJs or the Gorilla DJs, man. We can make that happen.
Yeah, say no more. Let's do it, man. We coming through. He got his new shoes on, got his hair did. and it's banging all across the country, all across the world. Number one in Japan, number six in Germany. You know, number one in Buffalo, New York. You know, we got picked up on like 250 stations across the United States alone.
Oh man!
So media base looking real good. Sounds
wow.
Real good.
That's what I'm talking about, man. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. We talking about my boy right here doing it real big, man. I'll tell you what, man. We're going to let you do some quick shout-outs, man, and we're going to get ready to go to some more music real quick.
All right. Well, definitely, like I say, shout-out to the whole fam. Shout-out to you, Donnie B. Shout-out to Breezy, that baby. I love you, Breezy. You know what I'm saying? Shout-out to Rev City, man. Shout-out to Adorable P, his business manager, a very, very intelligent woman. United BJs. You know what I'm saying? That's it. I'm out of here. DJ Killer Kill.
Man, y'all doing it, big. That's what's up, man. Appreciate you calling into the show, man. We're going to get ready to go to some more music right here. When we come back, y'all, we're going to do, we got some more stuff we're going to be doing. We're going to go to this quick, I'm looking for that commercial. Y'all ain't got no commercial yet, man?
I had a commercial to you real soon. Real soon.
All right, then.
It'll be before the news, y'all, for sure.
All right, then.
Alright, let's do it.
Already. We'll be right back, y'all, going down right here on B97 Block Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Elton John. More music, 24 hours a day.
Hi, this is PJ Earthman. Well, all the hits you love to hear. Be sure to keep us locked in at b97radio@gmail.com. Check out the website at b97.com. Just remember, you're keeping it locked down with your number one radio station.
B97 FM.
Let's go.
I got my mind right. I'm thinking double bass. Call me king of the mile. Popping plenty tags. I'm popping plenty tags. I'm popping plenty tags. Call me king of the mile. Popping plenty tags. I got my mind right. I'm thinking double bass. Call me king of the mile. Popping plenty tags. I'm thinking double bass. I'm thinking double bass. I got my mind right.
Roll up the weed, it's time to get the cash. Hey mama, get your heels, we bout to hit the air. Yeah, and we gon' live out that duffel bag. Stuff it, give a fuck about nothing, and I ain't coming back. Run from nothing but laws, heavy nuts in my drawers. See the tags when on the counter, they see it. Even some in the trash, when you're wiping, trying to count up my stash. Don't with me. Smell like a pound or something. Fresh out the mountain punching. Trying to get that paper jumping. Ain't saying nothing. You're flexing with your. And I'm just pumping. Better get your mind right. Or you gon' fall for nothing.
I got my mind right. I'm thinking duffel bags. Call me king of the mile. Popping plenty tags. I'm popping plenty tags. I'm popping plenty tags. Call me king of the mile. Popping plenty tags. I got my mind right. I'm thinking duffel bags. Call me king of the mile. Popping plenty tags. I'm thinking duffel bag. I'm thinking duffel bag. I got my mind right. I'm thinking duffel bag.
Mind on them duffel bags. Gucci and the Louis Vuittons. Fresh, I don't need the swag. Heavy pockets make the sag. High, I'm through switching drags. Cutting latest for in bags. Let the smell my pole the black. Hypnotize and stroke the cat. Razor blade, sharp crease. clamping bread with shark's teeth. Presidential OZs, phone rolled the whole week. Hit the club to get me some, sipping while that money come. Twerkers, I'm a pit me one. Take her home, get her done. Used to be on bummy till my steelo went dummy. Thinking duffel bag money. Got the smell of sunny. Ride got you looking ugly. Blunt roller, got the donkey. See, I'm hating, got the love it. Flip the bird and tell him, shove it.
I got my mind right, I'm thinking duffel bags. Call me king of the mall, popping plenty tags. I'm popping plenty tags, I'm popping plenty tags. Call me king of the mall, popping plenty tags. I got my mind right, I'm thinking duffel bags. Call me king of the mall, popping plenty tags. I'm thinking duffel bag, I'm thinking duffel bag. I got my mind right, I'm thinking duffel bag.
Roll up the weed, it's time to get this cash. Get your clips, get your mask. Yeah, and we gon' live at this upper bag. Yeah, and we gon' live at this upper bag. Roll up the pulling at the slabs. Time to hit the mall, I'm buying off the racks. Yeah, and we gon' live at this upper bag. Yeah, and we gon' live at this upper bag.
Clean, clean like a spot that's rinsed. Hoping you can catch a glimpse. That warehouse in it made, y'all be on that counterfeit.
I'm working off the counter, just standing on the mountains. I never ground it, ain't a gram of pound that I won't teach.
I got my mind right, I'm thinking duffel bags. Call me king of the mall, popping plenty tags. I'm popping plenty tags, I'm popping plenty tags. Call me king of the mall, popping plenty tags. I got my mind right, I'm thinking duffel bags. Call me king of the mall, popping plenty tags. I'm thinking duffel bag, I'm thinking duffel bag. I got my mind right, I'm thinking duffel bag.
I wanna be popular.
My money for belong, but you do not get the throw. Rack city shit. Penny for your thoughts, and a 20 for your titties, and 100 for your smile. I'ma be here for a while. I'ma be up with them owls. See you when you're out. Look, something for the phone. I ain't with the sucks. All the bad strippers, guy, greet me with the government. Fuck whoever judge ya, and trick whoever love ya. But don't expect a ring and be committed to the hustle. Yeah, rock city shoot. She ain't right like them old rap city skits. I got many chicks, blue and black penny kick. Strippers at 30, telling niggas that they 26.
Bars. Gotta kill a hoe. Call the llama. Gotta kill a hoe. From the east to the west side, get it, girl, that's fine. That's fine. From the front to the back, from the left to the right side, we're worldwide. From the east to the west side, get it, girl, that's fine. Let's ride.
I beat the beat.
I want it, I really, really need it. Take your girl down, cause I know she really need it. Yeah, I get a worst she ever been. Now she telling me that she gonna tell all her friends. I'm like, okay, bring them all along, as long as they know all the words to my song. Yeah, I'm nasty, I know you like it. Lick the bottom lip, baby girl, you gon' bite it. Yeah, I go do, I love it from the back. Arch step back, make that ass clap. Make the push. Yeah, I got stroke, tell me where it hurts. What's on your head, little mama, what's worse? Tell me what it is, show me what it could be. Your body on me, your body tastes good to me. Put it on my tongue, put me on up. Put it in your...
She
ain't got to tell me she want it. She know I know that she with it. She moan and groan when I get it. She told me, lick it, I did it. Sexy thing, enough to make her go crazy. Man, do crazy. Then we get the touching and touching. We get the licking and sticking. Now you know what we doing when you're around and we miss you. We go through perfect positions. We get it popping. I listen to much pleasure. The measure, she got the power. The BP make her want to get to me in a major way. Jackpot, jump shot it. Fade away, I mean, fade away. I be on that elite, that HBK heartbreak kid.
Still getting brain from a thing, ain't changed.
how you feel, how you feel? 25 sitting on 25 mil, I'm in the building and I'm feeling myself. Rest in peace, Mac Dre, I'ma do it for the Bay, okay? Getting paid, we'll holler whenever that stop. My team good, we don't really need a mascot. Tell Tune Light One, pass it like a relay. YMC and B, you need more YMCA. Me, Franny, and Molly Mall at the Cribbo. Shot goes out to Nico, J and Chubb, shot to Gibbo. We got Santa Margarita by the leader. She know even if I'm f***ing with her, I don't really need her. Ah, oh, that's how you feel, man, that's really how you feel. Cause the pimpin' ice cold, all these just wanna chill. I mean, maybe she won't, then again, maybe she will. I can almost guarantee she know the deal, real nigga. Now she want a photo, you already know though. You only live once, that's the motto, nigga, YOLO. And we bout it every day, every day, every day. Like we sitting on the bench, but we don't really play. Every day, every day, what anybody say. Can't see him cause the money in the way, real nigga. What's up? One time for one time, I'm calling this out like the umpire. 7 grams in the blunt, almost drowned in the poop. So I swam to a boat, bitch. East side, we in this dude. Wishing it's wood like a tree in this dude. And the police all put some in that boot. That's my M.O. at a beat of that shit. I'm hooked up, tore down. I'm twisted, doorknob. Talk stupid, off with your head. With money talk, and Mr. Egg. Yeah, I'm so young, money got a drum on the boat. In the desert bunny, funny how honey ain't sweet like sugar, ain't she sweet? On the street, like with the pie. Tongue kiss her, other tongue. PCC, water gun. Oh my god, Becky, look at her butt. Don't she? Now she wanna photo, you already know though. You only live once, that's a motto. Get YOLO and we bout it every day, every day, every day. Have you sitting on the bench, but we don't really play. Every day, every day, what anybody say. Can't see him cause the money in the way, real.
I just wanna see you. window.
What?
I took one look at you.
One time.
And it was plain to see.
You
were my destiny.
We the Big Bank Boys on the boulevard. Putting all the pretty girls in the pretty cars. Thou shalt not with rosé pockets. Fill 100 shots when I pop it. I feel for you. Barcaron on my arm. 20 million Teflon Don. God bless. All the D-boys on the rise. With my baby girl by my side. Baby, baby.
You ain't looking for someone special for a long, long time. That I can share my dreams. Someone I can go.
Knock and tell the morning light.
the late night, man of crunk and chain. Y'all on this beautiful late night show. Well, hell, it's midnight now, any y'all. It is midnight, midnight. What's that,
yes.
John Williams? What's going on, man? You sound boring tonight.
Man, yeah. I ain't bored. I'm just enjoying the conversation everybody having. That's all. I'm just chilling. That's it.
Oh.
And enjoying
oh,
the music,
really?
Man. We on the wheel still tonight, though. You know, we on the wheel still
oh, yeah.
tonight.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so.
Yeah.
No doubt, man. That's what's up. You're
like
right about that.
No, but you know what? I was
yeah.
actually tripping on that double,
what?
On that D battery you had to have for that big old Motorola page, man. That's back in the game.
Oh, that was a big-ass battery, too. That was a big
yeah.
ass.
Hey, but you remember them batteries you used to the one with the pilot in there, you stick on your tongue to see if it's it. That's the way if it went out, you the only way you could feel it, you know, if it still has juice, put it on your tongue. If it shocks you, you know, it's still a good battery. What happened to them batteries, man? We still got the batteries around?
Man,
that's an old school battery.
You know what? You know what? Y'all know what? That's a good topic. And we need to do maybe like a, what we call it, old school Thursday, old school Wednesday. And then what we can do, we can ask everybody on Facebook to call in and comment and tell
yes.
us what's the, what do you remember the most about old school?
Okay, well, Sonny B,
a lot.
Go ahead.
I can go all the way. I got so many old school stories.
How about the
I remember, say that again. What you say?
How about getting whoopers?
Now, how about Jordache pants? Remember the Jordache?
Oh, man. Remember the helmet, Drew?
Well, those were big. Hey, if we really want to go back, y'all, say, what about Jerry Care? Y'all remember wearing the Jerry Care? What about you? Did you wear a Jerry Care pair?
Yeah, oh, man, that takes you back. Oh, man. Say, you remember that? Then go back to kids, like,
hola,
hola. Then the Bobby Brown
comes. Hey, I'm going to try to get that song. I like Mr. Telephone Man. The song's wrong with my life. When I say I'm my baby number, I get it click every time. That was my jam back then. That was my joint back then. That was the old school jam.
Hey,
speaking of old school, y'all, what about old school? Oh, you got some.
I know y'all remember this song. Hey, little mama, why you just so funky? Y'all remember that one?
What?
Nah, that's not. That must be. But that must have been in the 90s.
Yeah, it was. I think that's when I was little.
Well, that's not old school. That's not old school. If it's in the 90s, it ain't old school.
I'm finna take her back.
Take her all the way back. Because it's obvious she's gonna
okay,
love
We're gonna go up there. Now, if I just have to pull out an old archive or something to go back, then let's see. You was born when? 84? 84. 85? 84? Okay, then. So what's up, Doug? I'm going to see if I can top what you get. Or at least be
all right, then.
In the same lineup. She said 84, so I got to... I gotta spin something back a little bit. 84.
Okay.
Okay. Boom. I'm right there. Shaka Khan. Shaka Khan. Shaka Khan.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Now that's old school. Shaka Khan.
Shaka Khan. Shaka Khan.
That's old school.
84. That's 84. I got it right now.
Say,
you gotta come out.
That's my goal right
you
now.
You got this battle started
right.
Now. I done with the bet for you. You might drop me.
Okay. So. Now, that's where LG come in. Once you fast forward, she'll come in on that
okay. Yeah. Yes, she can come in on that. And then this is my old school movie. That's my song. Shaka Khan. Shaka Khan. That's my song. And then an African-American cinema movie for tonight is the 1976 classic starring Billy Dee Williams. Co-starring James Earl Jones,
and featuring Richard Pryor in Bingo Long and the All-Star Traveler.
All right. Since you want to go back with the movie, let's go back to the old school cartoon.
I got a song and a movie.
What about the old school cartoon, The Smurfs?
Goodness.
The Smurfs? But y'all, I'm not gonna lie. You know, by me being a baby, my favorite TV show was Borny.
You know what? I'm not even gonna. You know what? Right now, in this household, I'm not going to say that word. In this room, as we speak, in this room right now, that is not coming out of my mouth. Because my little one will go crazy over there. That is his favorite show to this day.
So you wasn't even 10 years old when CD4 came out.
Uh-huh.
You remember CD4 with Chris Rock? I didn't even know he wrote that. But I think it came out like 92.
CD4
came out.
What about CD4? I'm about to come up with some more. What about let's go to some old school cartoons. What's your favorite? What was your favorite? Cause I can take it back to Flintstone. Meet the Flintstone. What about Hannah?
Yeah,
what about the monster?
Yeah.
What about the monster?
Adam's Family is probably be a big one for her. Cause it was becoming new by the time she was old enough to know what was.
Yeah.
So the monster was the black and white TV, so that was real old.
That's fascinating too. Matter of fact, she said that was 98 when that show came out. I got a good one. The Polaroid cameras, the one that when you snap it, the film come out, and then you gotta fan it. Would that be old to you? You put the cartridge in it, and then one to slide out, and you throw that one away because that's just the dummy. And then you click the little thing on the top of it, and the light that's a big old light too. That was doggone bulb, and that light will come on, and you click it, click. And then the picture come out, and then you can blow it or you fan it off and just let it sit there for a minute, and all of a sudden the picture develops. Is that all? You remember that?
I'm trying to think.
They were popular by the time you were 8 or 9.
Wow.
You know what
I'm
talking about, Sonny B.
Yeah, I remember
they were popular then. Yeah, I got one. I still got one. I just need to find the cartridge. You don't even need a battery for these. This is just come out right there. You ain't got to get a propeller.
Now, say, I got one for y'all.
What's up?
Who remembers all the girls going crazy over a damn cabbage bag?
Oh, you went back.
Crazy.
That was Gremlin days.
You see how she got quiet when I said that? She's like, what?
Man.
What did you say? the cabbage
feet. Yeah.
Matter of fact, they used to do cabbage feet. Remember the $5 drop?
The cabbage feet. Yeah. I didn't turn the city, man.
I didn't know when it first came out, though.
Man, everybody wanted, even the guys wanted to get it. It was so popular, the cabbage patch, even the guys wanted to get one. That's
man.
How bad it was.
Say, but you know,
they even started talking, they started making the boys' cabbage patch.
So
yeah,
they
had the girls first, and then they had the boys.
Because I got one. I got the boy one. I got
somebody else's
skin. I'm not going to check it out. When I got it, I put a knife on it, and I just started cutting it. I was bad, y'all. I'm upset. Boy, I'm never going to buy you anything else no more.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what? I got a show to answer this then. So, who do you consider an old rapper?
Old rap.
Right now. I mean, that's live and a legend still. That's alive
T.
right
T.
now.
Hammer?
That you grew up on. Hold on, I ain't finished, but that you grew up on, and that you think they old too, but you still you like them still. Who do you consider?
Yeah, that's a good question.
EC Hammer. That's the only one.
Yeah, EC Hammer was
But you know who I really liked it back in the day was Too Short. Too Short had it going on.
Yeah, and Too Short is about 44 or 45.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He was up
yeah,
there with
yeah,
us.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he would be pretty old.
Yeah.
LL is like 42, I think.
I didn't like LL's style. Yeah, he's very old, but I didn't like his style.
How old you thought LL was? How old you thought LL was?
I thought he was 38.
That's not right, ain't it? He's about 38.
Nah, his daughter is like 22.
His daughter?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I think he got a daughter that's like 22. Yeah, he got older children. But
wow.
Yeah. So, what about a female artist? Since you named a male artist, what about a female?
MC Light.
Yeah, MC Light was the girl. She was.
Yeah. Yeah, that was my girl.
But I like the
love.
I like the one that sang Roxanne. That was
so,
a damn baby.
So the, yeah. So
I thought DJ
Yo Yo was MC Light.
Oh my God, she was old back in the day.
Now, I'm going to tell you, when Gotta Get a Roughneck came out, that was like 92.
Yeah, right.
So you wasn't 8. Gotta Get a Roughneck, Gotta Get a Roughneck.
Yeah, that was the hit.
That was a joint. That was a joint. That was a joint back then.
Yeah. So I thought she would say Yo-Yo, but Yo-Yo, God, can't play with my Yo-Yo.
But you know what, y'all? But you know what? Keep it real.
What's up?
Because we are celebrating. We are going to be celebrating this man's birthday. Michael Jackson still was holding it down back in the day, too. He was definitely holding it down.
He was.
His birthday is coming up August the 29th, coming up this month.
Yeah, right.
So you know we're gonna dedicate the whole show to Michael Jackson this month.
Ooh, I got all of Michael Jackson songs.
When is the month when Aaliyah had died? What was this month? In September.
Yeah, it was like,
you know what? I'm gonna Google search that because we need to do a dedication to her too.
Yeah,
it was like this month.
I was on Facebook.
Yeah, it was like
this month. Would not believe it. How about they trying to compare a girl to Aaliyeah? Some dude named
Jermaine. You know what? I seen that on Facebook.
Wow. Yeah, but the makeup. I mean, she had too much makeup on. I was like, no.
But you know what?
Never had too much makeup on.
They was also trying to compare. Let me see. They were trying to compare her to Beyonce too. They were talking about that.
What?
Well, they in the league of their own. You know.
But didn't Jay Z used to date Aaliyah back in the days?
Who?
That again?
Jay Z.
Who's that?
I don't know. Hey, a whole lot of stuff.
Keir.
Okay, move the name now. Oh, Jay-Z. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Probably more like R. Kelly.
Did you hear me, back in the days or something like that?
They was really liking each other. Everybody used to think that Jay-Z and Leah was going to get together.
Yeah.
And also, y'all, I don't know what day we're going to do it, but we're going to bring somebody on the show to talk about the Illuminati. I think we need to bring that up. A lot of people don't want to talk about it, but we're gonna bring that up on the show and talk about it.
We might as well talk about the white tail horse, too.
Hey, we'll talk about all that. I'm gonna be playing a tape from the Illuminati too. It's pretty deep, y'all. Pretty deep.
Yeah, we gotta get deep. Is it like Daniel in the Bible?
It goes
in the Bible deep. The pale horse deep. The red horse deep. The black horse deep. Hell and Hades and the second death and the lake of fire, is it that deep? Cause then that's scary. Like that's scary. Like Yeshua. That's what's up.
It gets ugly.
Ooh.
It gets ugly. All right. All right, y'all, man. It is official 12:32 Central Standard Time, y'all. We about to get, we're going to close it up early. Don't y'all forget to tune in to us tomorrow night at 11 o'clock right here on B97FM. We'll be doing it big, and we make our first official debut on Satellite Radio this week, y'all. So I should know more about that tomorrow, and we'll be making our debut on B93FM, The Hit. So I will definitely be keeping y'all posted on that. We are your number one station, man. And y'all got to check, man. I was just telling what's the name, man, about the new poster. The poster looks good, y'all. I can't wait.
Yeah.
I can't wait to
I got to see it.
Yeah, poster. And I already got it. I already got it on my profile page. But y'all got any quick shout outs real quick?
Yeah, I want to give a quick shout out. You go ahead, LG. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Ladies first.
I just want to get a shout out to my team, We Own Entertainment family, and also to the special lady, Miss Freda Robinson. So that's my shout out for tonight.
Already. Okay, your time.
Oh, runner up. I want to give a shout out to RCCC, Redeemed Christian Church. I want to give a shout out to Majan, Isaiah, my three soldiers. And I want to give a shout out to my mom. I want to give a shout out to my aunt. Give a shout out to my grandmother. All my people out there. Down, Kason down. What's up? All my people, the shepherds. What's going on? That's what's up.
All right, then, man.
And I
want
to give a shout out to all my coworkers tonight. That's what's up, and everybody that's listening in Radio Land.
Hallelujah,
you in the house.
Hey, man. You got any quick? You got any quick sports news updates, real quick before we go?
Since I was just actually talking about St. Louis got that third annual community picnic and health fair. That's Saturday, August 25th. That's at Castle Point Park. That's in St. Louis, Missouri, and that's going to be an all-day affair. That's at 2465
okay.
Barnes. And then Tuesday, August 28th at 4 p.m., for all those arcaders out there, teenage arcades, at the Natural Bridge Branch Library at 7606 Natural Bridge Road, and that's going to start at 4 p.m., and that's going to be in St. Louis. And in Dallas, we're going to have a nice, great time and good weather. That's what's up.
And I made a mistake, y'all. I do want y'all to know I did make a mistake. The free text weekend is this weekend coming up. So it wasn't, you know, I've been promoting it. And everybody been asking me, man, that'll be, I thought you said it was a free text weekend. I went to Walmart and they told me it wasn't a free text weekend. So I do want to apologize for that stuff this weekend coming up. I didn't realize that people be listening to us like that. Boy, they be taking it come down the information.
They got a rain check.
You got to think about that.
Hey, they had to get a rain check, man. You went to 50 people out there too early.
Man, y'all do say, man, I went up there. You got any quick announcements real quick, Ms. LG?
I know tomorrow. I could do an announcement tomorrow. I got an episode coming up tomorrow. So, y'all want to stay tuned on it and listen tomorrow.
All right.
What's up? I'm going to be
all right now, man. That's right. We're going to start we got another new segment that we're going to be starting real soon. And I'm a firm believer, man, that it's very important that we educate our young people. So we're going to be bringing the new Black Panther on the show. We're working on bringing someone from the NAACP on the program. And we
that's
also work on bringing, we're trying to bring some real powerful people on the show. And don't y'all forget September 1st, Vote for the Dead rally is coming up. So it's going to be September the 1st. It haven't been confirmed yet, but we believe that Mama West, Tim C, mother will be coming out here. Tim C, yeah, that's going to be big. Well,
hey,
you're supposed to be calling in to the show this week too. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I got a quick announcement on Twitter. Twitter reported to give NYPD ID of threat Twitter. New York City police queued and forced the social media giant to hand over information about the Twitter who threatened to reincarnate the Colorado Massacre shooting at a Broadway theater. The New York Post reported the Manhattan District Attorney's Office subpoenaed the social media company and it handed over the evidence. So that's news you can use, John Williams.
Tomorrow, 11 o'clock, right here on B97 FM, late night. And y'all make sure y'all check us out for the late night show. And remember, y'all, if it is to be something you need to make a difference, make a difference. And we'll see y'all again. Well, we'll see y'all tomorrow night, same time, right here. And y'all got to say, y'all got anything else to say?
It's going to be
fun. We want everybody to be on site, you know, listen to what, B97 tomorrow.
That's right.
And we back on B97.
B97.
Oh, ready.